My name is Matt Milner.
This is Locals Only. We're ready to kick off the second half of tonight's show, where, as always, we'll head over to Studio 2A. Really pleased this week to be joined by a friend from Bisbee. We're going to be joined by Keith Allen Dennis. He's got a new album that's called Mystic Blues. He recorded it with Stuart Oliver, who also is going to be joining us here tonight. And we'll hear cuts from this album. We'll talk about it, talk about the inspiration behind it, and a whole heck of a lot more. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here is Keith Allen Dennis.
Fly away, little bird, find my love, find my
in your hand. Cast them down, watch them hard to make in the sand. Then find a way through the dark by the marks that they make out on the sand. Then find a way, then find a way to my heart.
Well, you know the Queen of Spades. I hear circumstance.
My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A right now with Keith Allen Dennis. Keith,
hi.
How's it going?
It's going great.
So why don't we start off with introductions? Everyone go around the room, let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Well, this is Wayne Belger.
Hi there.
Our drummer. He's got this great Balron Swiss Army drum thing that he's playing, and we've been working on this stuff together. It's great. Thank you for being with
thank
us,
you.
Wayne.
Having a great time. It's a blast.
And then on the mandolin is Stuart Oliver.
Good evening.
Familiar sight or sound for KXCI listeners.
Yeah.
And the producer, the recorder, the mixer, the masterer, the mandolin, the bass, the everything.
Swiss Army guy.
Swiss Army human being, Stuart Oliver.
I'm the peanut butter. He's the chocolate.
I'm the chocolate,
how
I guess,
cute.
Now. I'm Keith Allen Dennis. I'm a songwriter. I've lived in Bisbee, Arizona for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And very grateful to be here, be on the radio. This is super cool. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're going to talk over the course of this hour. We'll talk about the new album, Mystic Blues. But before we get to that, I want to hear just a little bit about, you know, starting from when you moved out to Bisbee back in 2008, how you got connected to the music scene down there, to Stuart, and found yourself on the journey that led you here.
Well, I'm tuning, pardon me.
The yeah, that's
music
right.
scene in Bisbee is such that you just show up and start playing,
yeah.
and you're in. You know, I mean,
yeah.
to some, you know, some more than others, I guess, whatever. But it's definitely a very accessible music scene. It's known for it.
Yeah,
people come from all over the state. They come from all over the world. They come
mm-hmm.
down there. So that's how I got involved. I mean, I had a bunch of songs, and I had a bunch of like old cowboy and blues songs and stuff that I also do,
mm-hmm.
and. It was the open mic at the Stock Exchange in Brewery Gulch. That's
mm-hmm.
where I met Stuart and and Dylan Charles and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And I've just come up there and sort of stubbornly play my 12-string and, you know, just wound up mostly playing by myself because it's weird music. So, and then it kind of led to other things. And me and Stuart have worked together for 6-7 years on
about
music.
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, Stuart, what were your impressions when Keith rolled into town and you saw him play the first few times?
He was, because I have a label called Old Bisbee Records.
Right.
And it's since relocated to Tucson, but it's inspired by the muse of Bisbee.
Uh-huh.
And this guy right here is one of the main inspirations, I think.
Mm.
That label started just like Alan Lomax style, you know, finding these musicians that are down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing just what was coming out of that place and that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, he's really one of the gems, you know,
yeah.
that was down there. So, you know, I've really been trying to get him going and done a lot of records, 2 records with him now. And, you know, always want to play with him. We're the 20-string band here.
Yeah.
He's got 12, I got
point.
8.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's what we called ourselves when, you know, I've done 2 records with Stuart. The first
yeah.
was Year of the Cup, and that was 2009.
Uh-huh.
And we called ourselves a 20-string band because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
double strings, kind of almost Celtic sounding, sort of. And so then, you know, then we did another one this year, Mystic Blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you start experimenting with adding the Balron to the ensemble?
About a week ago.
Yeah. They just found me staggering along 4th Avenue. I had this funny looking drum and they said, hey, that could be cool.
But you said Celtic being the, you know,
yeah, right.
thing. And we were using, we use a djembe and different like frame drums and
sure.
stuff like that with this stuff. Cause it's kind of, you know, animistic, Celtic, you know, tribal, you know,
yeah.
just digging way back,
yeah.
way, way back, you know, pre-Christian era
Forward.
And, and that stuff. So to put the Balron in there was just such a great fit and, you know, we've just loved it.
Also, it kind of works kind of cool because you get so many different tones out of this drum.
Sure. Yeah.
So you could kind of go along with melody where if, you know, you just had. Yeah, just like one frame drum, you can't really do as much, I don't
mm-hmm.
think.
I saw the Dusty Buskers play at the Quarry in March, and they had Wayne with them, and I saw him playing scales on that thing.
Wow.
And I said, I want him.
Aw, it was cute.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So the the album is it out now or it's on its way out?
It's been out since May.
All right, so excellent.
It's new.
And what can you tell us about this one? So this is the second one you've recorded with Stuart.
Wow. There's a lot I could say about it. Some of the songs on it are really old for me. Uh-huh. Some of the first songs that I wrote that I would play in front of people, like Wintertime and Up the Hassayampa and other stuff that's newer, you know, that I wrote since moving to Bisbee. So there's a lot of Bisbee mojo as interpreted by myself coming through the music, and other people's mileage may vary, but I spent a lot of time hiking up in the mountains and looking up at the Milky Way from Brewery Gulch. Mm-hmm. It's a big, tiny town.
Yeah.
And it's a very special place. So I'd like to think some of that has seeped in, you know, maybe colored by seeping through me. But, it was the stuff I always wanted to do. I always wanted to have like a hand percussion and just do kind of this, I don't know, sort of spiritualized music. It's my own little personal mojo thing.
Sure.
But with lots of, I don't know how you
There's
say
no it. Single on the record, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it's meditative, you know, it's new agey. We used a biophony, you know, which is sounds of nature.
Wow.
You know, so there's a lot of that in there. There's some spoken word.
Yeah.
You know, the thread that runs through the whole thing is this esoteric kind of, you know,
Bisbee spirituality.
Yeah. And I don't want to claim that for the rest of the world. I'm just saying I'm in my own little world.
Sure.
And I'll sum up the album by saying there's a spoken word piece in the middle where I get eaten by and pooped out by lions and become part of the mountains. So there you go.
If that's not Bisbee in a nutshell, then I don't know what is, right? No, so, and we'll talk more about the album during our second break here, but real quick, I just want to know, you know, as you're trying to capture, I mean, you're working with different structures, different mediums. You mentioned incorporating biophony, spoken word, all that. So there, you know, it's more than just going into the studio and saying, here are the 8 songs we're going to record. Let's start up the mics and see what happens. So I'm curious, how sketched out before you started recording, did you have a pretty definite notion of what you wanted the final product to look like? Or is this something that really just sort of flowed through the process?
I had a feeling that I wanted to go for, and I had kind of a theme or a, you know, an overriding motif of the whole thing that I wanted.
Yeah.
I recorded a bunch of demos in my living room about September of last year, and I sent them up to Stuart, and it just kind of blew his mind, and suddenly he was like, I want to make this record. And then we went up in November and, you know, started doing tracks on it and everything, but it grew from there. It wasn't just it has to be like this, you know.
Sure.
It was definitely an organic process. And we got my cousin Sam Panther, who's an amazing, talented drummer, to come up and do some of that stuff with the djembe. And he plays a trap set on a couple of songs. So there was a degree to which there were a lot of songs that were really burning a hole in my pocket for sometimes 20 years. And then there was a... when it really hit oxygen and we started working on it in the studio, it became something beyond my dreams. I'll tell you, it really, if I get hit by a bus, I made something pretty.
There you go.
You know, it's just like, it's great. So
it was put out there with an intent that was decidedly spiritual, though.
And beautiful. I wanted it to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I really did want to make something sweet and light coming from the best place inside, you know.
So yeah,
we like it.
We do. I'm very proud of Stuart. I really excellent. Just can't thank Stuart enough for putting up with me. That was just really awesome.
All right, well, we're gonna go into our next set here. You're listening to Keith Allen Dennis and live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only until 10 o'clock.
We're gonna play the first track off of Mystic Blues, and
cool.
It's you know, inspired by being up at Jacobs Park up in North Tucson, and this big dust devil going way up into the sky. And
very cool.
I just wanted to ride it and see where it led.
Well, let's ride it, baby.
So,
do it.
So this is Dust Devil Ride. Thank you.
devil's devil with me. Come on and ride, the devil's devil with me. Come on and ride, the devil's devil with me. Come on and ride, the devil's devil with me. Come to a small stone carried away. No destination, nobody can see. Maybe the mountains, maybe to the sea, maybe the moon, just you and me.
So there's our first track off of that. And I'm going to play another one that kind of goes along with that I was just talking about. Dreamy, spacey. Love and Light. So this song's called Venus in Twilight. It's a little nod to the Palo Verde tree that scratched me on the head one time when I first moved to Tucson years ago. It goes like this.
He's changing his guitars now.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks for the play-by-play.
So we're looking for a little more spare sound. This is a song about going up on the hill above Brewery Gulch where that nice Virgin Mary shrine is there. And before the sun comes up. And it's called the Wee Wee Hours. This is also on that, this Mystic Blues, so... Here we go. See what I mean? Pretty. Want to make it pretty.
There you go.
Yay.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2A with Keith Allen Dennis. We just heard a set of tracks from his latest album, Mystic Blues, put out by Old Bisbee Records. And appropriately enough, we're joined by Stuart Oliver of Old Bisbee Records as well. And, you know, one thing I want to point out, well, you pointed it out. It's really remarkable when you go from that 12 string to the 6 string. What a huge difference is. I mean, I guess you don't realize how full that 12 string sound is until you go right into the 6 string after that. It's really nice to have both of those tools in your belt to draw on.
Definitely. Well, we started off with some real bangers.
Yeah.
Not the sausage, but the songs.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I played 12 string stubbornly for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Lately I've played 6 string a lot, but that 6 string's real thin.
Uh-huh.
So it already is, and this one's huge.
Right, right,
so,
yeah.
So it's Little Boy and Fat Man. So, right, something like that.
There you go. When did you start playing the 12 string?
Years ago, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then just kind of life got in the way, and I really had a bunch of songs, and they were just kind of laying there. And it was right before I moved to Bisbee that it was just like, I am doing something with this music. So I'd say, you know, to be honest, it's really just been off and on over the years. But over the last few years, it's just been more and more, you know. So, yeah, and the style that I kind of have my own little style, and that goes back a long time. But
what is it about this batch of songs that was crying out for the 12 string?
Well, it's just like that Dust Devil Ride song we did a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's just got this kind of dreamy, harpy quality to it that really just hits me in the heart strings. So that's the short answer.
I couldn't imagine Keith without his 12 string. It's just an aspect of his uniqueness.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, it's like I'm trying to think of a good metaphor, but it's like the ranch dressing to his french fries.
And I feel kind of lonely because I don't have any strings.
No.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's got a drum.
You've still got a lot more to play with than you would if you just had, you know, any old drum sitting there. I mean, tell us a little bit. Okay, so for folks who aren't here in the studio and can't see exactly what you're doing, if they're not familiar with the instrument, just tell us a little bit about the physics of it. What are you actually doing? How are you making that sound?
Well, first of all, it's about an 18-inch frame drum,
okay,
which is just it's a round hoop with a goat skin on it.
Yeah.
And you play it with a two-headed stick. And so you play the tip of it, and then you come over the top for triplets. So you can play really fast, a whole lot of notes in this drum.
Right.
And it's actually spelled, it's Bowron, and it's Bodhran. And most people call it Bodhran, but in Irish Gaelic, it's Bowron. Mm-hmm. It actually translates into goatskin tray, and it's what they used to serve it. Use it in pubs to serve drinks on. And then when the British officers would leave, they'd flip it down and just play music and just jam on it.
Wow.
And then the British Army would come back and they'd just serve drinks on it again.
Oh, that's great.
So it was a stealthy instrument.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
And what are you doing with your left hand? So in the right hand, you've got the stick.
And then you dampen on the back so I could go up and down. And just get all different tones out of it. And so I'm pushing in the back of the head to kind of get those different tones and play a little more melody rather than just banging away on something.
Well, and it's great in a trio setting like this as well to be able to, as you said, not just bring rhythm, but bring melody in a group like this as well. Yeah. So
we're going to make him play it on the side in a minute.
Oh, there you go.
Which he can do as well. So it's like it gets a little washboard effect, which is, that's why I call it a Swiss Army drum. You can like play notes on it, serve drinks on it, use it as a washboard. You know, very versatile instrument.
It's good seat cushion.
Yeah. So the album Mystic Blues came out back in May. When did you actually lay down the tracks?
November and December.
Okay.
Yeah. With some little sprinkles of things after that over the next, you know, month or so. But, yeah.
And what was the recording process for this album?
Well, what we did is we said a big prayer and set our intention out right off the bat. And then we blocked off 36 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
And we went in and laid all the basic tracks right then and there. All the guitar and all the vocal tracks, everything you hear on there.
And drums.
Yeah, like all
Sam
the various
came up and
So we did it in one container and then it was, you know, slaving over it.
Sure.
Like too much.
Right.
For, you know, months and months after that. But yeah, we wanted to like capture everything, you know, just like capture the moment.
Yeah.
And pray that our angels would be with us and, you know, just kinda open up that container and just let it be what it was. So
Yeah,
so it was kind of a different way of going about recording that I hadn't done before.
So in contrast, the first time the two of you recorded together, how did you approach it on that first go-around?
Like a train wreck?
We literally had pots and pans that we were banging in the living room. Bink, 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 bink. And that was the drums. And it was the 20 string. It was aftermarket and it was mandolin and guitar. That old 12 string.
So long ago. I don't know.
It was a long time
ago. It wasn't the same type of thing.
It was 2008.
Sure. You know, we just set out with this record really just try and do something magical.
Yeah.
That's probably the best word for it. Like, you know, straight up mystical.
But you know, when we went in, when we did the first record, Year of the Cup, it was kind of the same thing. We went in over a period of a couple, two or three days, and just laid all the basic tracks.
Yeah.
And then he really agonized over them a lot. Because that was, you know, 6 years ago. We've both kind of come a long way since then, for sure. But that's been kind of the process both times. So.
Now, recording is always a challenge. Capturing the spirit of, you know, what music sounds like in a live setting or you know, when you have the opportunity to connect with it in a more direct way, that's always a challenge in recording. Now, this is an album that not only did you have to try to find a way to capture sound, but you're also trying to capture a very particular feeling, and there was a you mentioned on several times that you're trying to capture a sort of a mystical, a spiritual quality. What were some of the things that you did while recording the album to help have that be infused into the final product?
Well, the first and most obvious answer is the songs themselves brought that and demanded a certain kind of treatment.
Okay.
And that's, to tell you the honest truth, couldn't have made this record or the one before it with probably anyone else, because Stuart and I are really on that same page with each other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got some more Brewery Gulch type stuff that we're going to do in a minute that didn't go on the album, but we'll go on the next one, Nine Lives, when we get around to it. But you know, I brought out the stuff that I knew Stuart wanted to make with me.
Yeah.
And so that was half the battle.
Sure.
Other than that, just, you know, we got a flute, you know, we got the djembes out and the frame drum, and we prayed a lot and sweated and agonized and, you know, and prayed some more. So, that's...
Took walks out in the desert and... But you got a good point. It was really the songs. I said, play that trippy one again. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, we got to do that one.
Right.
Give me your weirdest stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The weirdest stuff that anybody else would be like, your timing's weird. You're weird. You're just weird. I'm not doing this weird record.
Right.
And Stuart's like, I don't want to do all that normal stuff. Do that with somebody else. I want to do the weird stuff. So it's chocolate and peanut butter.
I also remember you introduced me to Pub Cheese over that time.
Right.
So anyone who's looking to make a good record, Pub Cheese, the horseradish.
Pub Cheese?
Pub Cheese and kettle chips.
Yeah, and kettle chips.
You haven't introduced me yet to Pub Cheese.
Okay.
So it needs to happen.
We'll put that on the list.
On the all-to-do list there, yeah. You could fill the Bowron with it.
Yeah, serve Pub Cheese at the Bowron.
Yes.
You earned some Pub Cheese tonight.
That's cheesy. Yeah.
Well, before we get into our last set, tell us, we've talked a lot about the record, but if people actually want to get the record, how do they go about doing that?
Well, go to oldbisbeerecords.com.
Okay.
The record, you mean the files? Because iTunes, you know, it's a Spotify. You mean you want to stream the record? Okay,
you can get it on Amazon, MP3.
Yeah,
the best thing to do though is to get an actual CD.
Yeah,
there's a local artist in Bisbee, Jan Searle, who did an incredible painting that is the cover art for it. And there's a map of the night sky from like 300 years ago on the disc that spins like the universe itself when you put it in a CD player, and, you know, the photos on it. I mean, it's just, you know, you want to have the physical thing. But if you don't truck in physical anymore, which we increasingly do not in this world, you can always get it on Amazon or iTunes, or you can arrange something with Stuart there at Old Bisbee Records or things like that.
Yeah, you just...
The usual suspects.
Send in an old email or go to... Yeah, we can send you one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find out where the post office is.
I still have those?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah. Just Mondays through Wednesdays now. That's the only... It? Yeah, just Mondays through Wednesdays.
Well, you can get them at Keith's shows, too. Keith's playing quite a bit.
Yeah, anything up on the radar that we should mention while we got a live mic in front of us?
Yes.
Ooh.
We're going to play next Saturday at the Exploded View Micro Cinema and Music Venue.
Excellent.
Here in downtown Tucson.
Mm-hmm. It's right off Tool Street, it's at 7:30. It's a cool little venue.
Yeah.
Some people we know from Bisbee, Rebecca and David.
Yay.
It's their place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool, and they have a really nice venue, so it's cool for like alternative stuff. And we got a nice show put together because my band's playing,
cool.
Stuart Oliver and the Desert Angels, and then members from the Institute of the Shamanic Arts, the church band from there. We're going to be doing a bunch of rhythming and rattling and toning,
cool.
And things like that, and just making it a whole magical kind of experience. So
yeah.
This is Keith's coming out.
Yeah, going on tour.
Here.
One night, Tucson, 2 hours away.
There you go.
On the road.
Well, that's a great venue. It's a great venue for this kind of a show as well.
Cool.
Very intimate and conveniently located right there on Tool. So Saturday night, is that right?
Yep. Saturday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
All right.
I think it's $5. Yep.
Perfect. Well, Keith Allen Dennis, the album is Mystic Blues, available from Old Bisbee Records. Stuart, Wayne, thanks to both of you for coming down as well.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to do one more set here on Locals Only before we turn it over to the Hub. But thanks for tuning in and hear a few more tracks.
Yeah.
By Keith Allen Dennis.
Thanks. We're going to do a couple of kind of Bisbee, a little more, I don't know. I guess a little more normal, but not
right.
Really, but not really, but you know.
Bisbee
normal.
Some
Bisbee songs. Yeah, Bisbee normal.
Normal.
Some Bisbee songs. So
here we go.
A couple songs about Bisbee. Here's Brewery Gulch Blues.
Cool.
In the town, say I'm running out of only, say I'm putting you down. I know what they said, I know what you heard. I tell you right now, mama, don't believe one word. I said, hey, babe, don't believe a word they say. They told me love was the law, I had it hanging on the wall. Had a line of fine ladies riding around the hall. Well, there ain't no cure, mama, there ain't no fix. The Bar Association says I made it six. I said, hey, babe, don't believe a word they say. I said, hey, babe, don't believe a word they say. I come a 8-6 posse, come a rolling up the street with a big hell yeah to everybody that you meet. You know me, baby, same old different day. The doctor said 2 hours and a day. I said, hey, babe, don't believe a word they say. I said, hey, babe, don't believe a word they say. Don't believe a word they say. Don't believe, don't believe, don't believe a word they say. I said, hey, baby. I got half a pack of smokes, $2 in the bank. Slowly get my time down to a quarter tank. Well, I made up my mind, I'm going back. The smoke is half empty, but the tank is half full. I said, hey, baby, don't believe a word they say. I said, hey, baby, don't believe a word they say. Don't believe, don't believe a word they say. Don't believe. Don't believe a word they say. I said, hey, baby, come back.
All right. We'll call this one The Funny Farm. I don't know if I can legitimately call it Frosted Flakes on an album.
Okay.
So Tony the Tiger's going to come after me with a vengeance. This is a song from when we first moved to Bisbee. It's called Frosted Flakes. I said it takes all kinds down here in the funny farm. We got crunchy granola, we got Lucky Charms. But it's a Wild West, baby, and it's hard to catch a break. Down here in the land of Fruity Pebbles, whoa, Fruity Loops and Frosted Flakes. Well, you can keep it down low, but you can't keep it here. Keep one thing in mind, tricks are still for kids. Just get your little piece before it all gets spent. Skim a little off the top, maybe 2%. Well, Tony the Tiger said to Count Chocula. He said a little honeybee gave me the lowdown bra. There's a load of golden grams coming over the line. Yes, sir, and you can fill your bowl, boy. Yes, and I can fill mine. Well, old Captain Crunch got a hold of the news, and he showed up with the posse at the rendezvous. Tony the Tiger went down with a bang. They pissed in his Cheerios like it was no thing. I said, you better watch your step, boys, if you go on the tape. Yes, the desert's a big place, and you can sure get faint. You can't balance your breakfast on one single mistake. Down here in the land of Fruity Pebbles, whoa, Fruity Loops and Frosted Flakes. Well, old Captain Crunch got his breakfast in bed. Said I can smuggle in Wheaties for $2,000 a head. He run out of juice, got caught in a bus, and the Wheaties went home on a wagon of buzz. I said it takes all kind and in the funny farm. We got crunchy granola, we got Lucky Charms. But it's a Wild West, baby, and it's hard to catch a break. Down here in the land of Fruity Pebbles, whoa, Fruity Loops and Frosted Flakes. Down here in the land of Fruity Pebbles, whoa, Fruity Loops and Frosted Flakes. We're gonna do one more.
Yes. Uno más.
Uno más. And this is
the moon song.
A drink of that,
right? Oh,
please.
He's a thirsty singer.
Yeah.
I bet putting out some calories over there.
Thank you. I See the Moon. This is off my first record, and it's just a love letter to the moon. And you know what happened last night.
Yeah.
It's still looking pretty big out there.
Woo.
Gave me a wide eye when I went out on the porch and looked at it. So yeah, I see the moon. And, 9:52, we got the time for the whole thing. Here we go.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson, and for the last hour, we've been live in Studio 2A with Keith Allen Dennis, performing live on Saturday at the Exploded View Gallery over on Tool. The new album is called Mystic Blues, and it's available at Old Bisbee Records. Thanks for tuning in to Locals Only this week. We'll be back next week from 8 to 10.